In the world of business, every financial decision is a high-stakes gamble. Whether you're a seasoned business owner or just starting out, the ability to think realistically about your financial moves can be the difference between thriving and floundering. Thinking realistically about financial moves in your business is not about being overly cautious or pessimistic. It's about being well prepared. As you contemplate your next investment or financial decision, there are critical key factors that demand your attention. Return on investment, timing of that return, how to budget for these, and how adverse you are to the risk associated with these decisions. Let's chat about them. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. Let's face it, the business world is where fortunes are made and lost, and where every financial decision is a gamble. It matters not whether you've done this for years or you're a newcomer cautiously stepping onto the battlefield for the first time. The ability to think with clarity and realistically about your financial moves can be the difference between success or failure in the tumultuous world of uncertainty. As you stand on the edge of your next investment or financial decision for your business, it's essential to delve deep into some of these core critical considerations. At the heart of every financial decision lies this perplexed concept of return on investment, or ROI. Essentially, what this boils down to is the simple question of how much money you anticipate making compared to what you're actually investing. In simple terms, it's about making sure you get more out of it than what you put in. Before diving into an investment decision, it's essential to ask yourself, is this realistic? The excitement of a new venture, product, or idea can often cloud our judgments during this time. We may become overly optimistic, thinking that we'll make millions overnight. However, grounding your expectations in reality is critical. You see, it's not just about making decisions. It's actually about making smart decisions. One of the most fundamental aspects of making smart financial decisions is grounding those expectations in reality. This basically means being down to earth and practical about what you can achieve and when you can actually achieve it. Imagine you're planning to start a small restaurant in your neighborhood. You're filled with excitement and dreams of people flocking to your place for delicious meals. But if you don't ground your expectations, you might start spending money recklessly, thinking that success will come overnight. Grounding your expectations means taking a step back and asking some of the tough questions. How much money can you realistically make from your restaurant in the first year? How long will it take for word of mouth to spread and customers to start coming in regularly? And what are the potential challenges and setbacks that you might face? Now, by no means, this doesn't mean you should be pessimistic. It means you should be realistic. If you're too optimistic, you might spend all your money on marketing campaigns, expecting an instant flood of customers. But if the reality is that it takes time for people to notice and trust your brand, you might end up in financial trouble. Realistic expectations also help you manage your resources better. If you know that your restaurant might not turn a profit for the first 6 months, you can actually plan accordingly. You can budget for your expenses and make sure you have enough money to keep the business running during the initial tough period. In particular, grounding your expectations can save you from making impulsive decisions. In the excitement of running a business, you might come across tempting opportunities that promise quick returns. But if these opportunities sound too good to be true, they probably are. Realistic thinking can protect you from falling for scams or risky ventures that could lead to financial ruin. To sum it up, grounding your expectations in reality helps you set achievable goals, helps you make those informed decisions that are necessary, and stay on course even when challenges arise. So whether you're starting a new venture or expanding an existing one, remember that while dreams are important, they should be tethered to reality for your financial journey to be successful. Then comes the challenge, of course, of understanding what type of return you want from the investment. You know, it's the answer to the question, how much? Whilst realistic expectations play a critical role here also, it's important to put a figure to the expectation to provide you with that guidance. This number serves more than just a numerical exercise in this whole process. It becomes the focus point of your financial journey. Imagine for a moment that you're considering investing in a new marketing campaign for your online store. The first step is to define what you hope to achieve. Do you want to achieve a 10% increase in sales? Or are you aiming for a more ambitious 30% growth overall? Setting a specific target provides a clear direction for your investment. It's kind of like plotting a course on a map without a destination. If you don't have it, you'll wander aimlessly. But why is assigning a figure so vital? It's because numbers have the power to transform abstract aspirations that we might have due to this enthusiasm and excitement into concrete plans. Without a specific target, it's challenging to measure the success of your investment accurately. Let's say you invest in the marketing campaign without a clear sales target in mind. When the campaign ends and the numbers start rolling in, how do you know if it was a success or a disappointment? However, when you've set a specific goal, you can precisely track your progress. If your aim was a 10% sales increase and you achieve precisely that, you can confidently label your investment as a success. On the other hand, if you fall short, you can actually use that information to analyze what went wrong and make adjustments for the future. Furthermore, assigning a figure to your expectations serves as a powerful motivator. It creates this sense of purpose and urgency. When you know exactly what you're striving for, you're more likely to stay focused and committed to that investment. In addition to providing clarity and motivation, a specific figure aids in your resource allocation. Let's consider a scenario where you're contemplating two different marketing campaigns. Campaign A promises a 15% sales increase, while campaign B offers a 25% boost. With these concrete figures in hand, you can make a more informed choice. You can assess the costs associated with each campaign and determine which one offers a better return on your investment relative to your bigger goals. Now, while the importance of maintaining realistic expectations cannot be overstated, it's equally essential to quantify those expectations with a specific figure. This numerical target transforms vague ambitions into actionable plans, enables accurate measurement of success, motivates you to stay on track, and aids in making informed choices among various investment options. So when contemplating your next financial move, remember that assigning a number to your expectation isn't just a matter of arithmetic. It's a cornerstone of prudent and purposeful decision making. Okay. The next consideration of realistic financial thinking is setting reasonable expectations regarding when you'll see returns on your investment. Timing is a critical factor that often gets overlooked. While some investments may yield these quick returns, others can require your patience. Imagine you're running an e-commerce business and contemplating investing in a digital marketing campaign. The question here is not just about how much more revenue the campaign might bring in, but also when it's likely to make a significant impact. Digital marketing campaigns can generate leads and conversions relatively quickly, but it's essential to understand that the full benefits may take time to materialize. Conversion rates may not spike immediately, but it might take several months before the campaign actually pays off. In contrast, considering the investment in branding, building a strong brand presence can significantly enhance your business's reputation and customer loyalty. But my friends, it's a long-term game. Branding investments often take time before you see any substantial returns. Customers need to build that trust in your brand, and this trust-building process doesn't happen overnight. Therefore, a realistic approach involves carefully considering the time frame within which you expect to see the returns. This allows you to manage your expectations and make more informed decisions about allocating your resources, including cash resources, around this time frame. And of course, you know I'm going to say it, a great tool to assist you in making these critical financial decisions is a budget. A budget is not just a piece of paper filled with numbers. It's your roadmap for that financial success that you are after. In a budget, you can map out the upfront investment required for that venture and forecast the potential sales uplift over that anticipated time frame that you've established. I know I say this all the time, but budgets serve as a financial plan, helping you see that big picture and the financial implications of your decisions. If you invest now this sum of money, when will that eventuate for you in the way you want it to eventuate? It allows you to analyze the numbers and determine whether the investment aligns with those long-term financial goals you have in your business. In addition, a budget can help you identify potential bottlenecks or areas where you might need additional financing to support your business growth prior to those returns coming in. And lastly, for this discussion anyway, let's not forget the inherent risk in any financial decision. It's a reality that often gets swept under the rug. As much as we'd like to believe that every investment will yield this positive return, the truth is that there are no guarantees in business or investing. When making an investment or decision, it's essential to factor in the level of risk that's involved in it. This entails assessing the likelihood of things not going as planned and considering the potential consequences. This is not you being negative about it. It's you being realistic. Consider a tech startup seeking to secure funding from investors. Now, whilst they may have a groundbreaking product and a solid business plan, there's still a significant degree of uncertainty in this. Economic conditions, market fluctuations, and unforeseen events like, my friends, a pandemic can all affect the outcome. By acknowledging these risks up front, the startup can make some contingency plans and be prepared to pivot, yep, there's that word again, if necessary. In many cases, risk management involves diversification. It involves spreading your investments across different areas of your business, or even diversifying your business portfolio can help mitigate against the impact of potential losses. What does that mean? It means when you're considering one investment, make sure that you're secure in some of the other ways you've diversified to be able to support that new investment decision. Additionally, having some sort of financial cushion, such as an emergency fund or access to some sort of credit, can provide a safety net when unexpected challenges arise, and they will arise. Further to this, even, is an examination of just how much risk you're willing or even able to bear in this investment decision-making process. We all have different tolerances, so understanding your own against those in the market and against the associated investment decision that you're trying to make is fundamental. The journey to financial success, it's not that one-size-fits-all approach. It's highly personalized. Just as our tastes and preferences vary, so do our risk tolerances. Understanding your risk tolerance is like knowing your own limits on a roller coaster. Some thrill seekers relish every twist and turn, while others prefer the stability of solid ground. Similarly, in the world of investments, some individuals are more risk tolerant, ready to seize opportunities in volatile markets, while others gravitate towards safer, more predictable options. Neither of them are wrong. But why is it critical to recognize your own risk tolerance? The answer lies in the fact that businesses, like individuals, have unique characteristics and objectives. Just as individuals have varying levels of comfort with financial risk, businesses also exhibit diverse risk appetites. Understanding your business's risk tolerance and what it can do is indispensable because it directly impacts the strategic decisions that you make, the opportunities that you can and will pursue, and ultimately this trajectory of your company's success. For instance, if your startup has limited financial resources, limited cash, and has a conservative risk appetite, pursuing additional venture capital funding might lead to overextension and therefore financial stress. On the other hand, in this situation, opting for more organic growth allows your business to expand at a more manageable pace, ensuring sustainable development without putting your company's survival in jeopardy, and your stress levels are maintained. A keen awareness of your business's risk tolerance can aid you in strategic planning. It helps you identify opportunities that will align with your comfort level and the resources that you have available. Furthermore, recognizing your business's risk tolerance can help you communicate effectively with any of your stakeholders. Whether you're discussing investments with potential investors or negotiating terms with suppliers, being transparent about your business's approach to risk builds trust and credibility. It demonstrates that you have a clear strategy in place and that you're not willing to jeopardize the stability of your company for the sake of some sort of short-term gain. It empowers you to make informed decisions that safeguard your company's financial health and align your strategic choices with your capabilities and build trust with stakeholders. So as you steer your business towards success, remember that recognizing your risk tolerance isn't just good practice. It's a fundamental aspect of strategic leadership when running your business. The point I'm trying to make is simply that no financial decision made in your business is without complexity. Therefore, it's imperative to ensure that you give consideration where consideration is due. Understanding the return on investment options available, understand what you want the return on the investment to be and when you want to receive it. Plan it out through a budget and always consider not only the business's risk adversity towards this investment option, but also your own tolerance. So go forth, my friend, and make those investments with clarity and purpose. But whatever you choose to do today, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.